Well, it looks like Russia's back at it again, according to former DNI Administrator Joseph McGuire, who was fired by Trump after briefing the House that Russia is interfering in the 2020 election to help Donald Trump. Additionally, the deputy director of the DNI is leaving his post as well. Imagine having a job where just relaying the factual information that you get causes you to be fired. According to Phil Rucker from the New York Times, the president sees any information regarding Russian interference as a challenge to how he was elected, as opposed to Trump being elected on just his charisma alone. So, folks, we've got a president that is so emotionally fragile that he's unable to reason through the intelligence that shows Russia is a threat to our 2020 elections? This is quite a problem that we've got here, having a delicate flower as a president that essentially can't handle the truth, can't handle the intel coming in from our very own agencies. And this is factual intel that's showing Russia is engaging in efforts to affect the 2020 election for Trump because he wants to believe that the reason he was elected was all about his charisma. Well, folks, what Trump is doing here is exactly what most Republicans are also doing. They're putting fragile, self-serving emotions ahead of logic, reason, and common sense. Just last night, Tucker Carlson called for Roger Stone's judge to be impeached, as an example here, as an example of the fragile emotions preceding common sense and logic. No matter how you slice or dice it here, folks, Roger Stone's a criminal. Just look at what he did. And essentially, Roger Stone only got half of the recommended sentence, yet Tucker Carlson thinks that the judge should be impeached? Come on. This logic of putting fragile, delicate emotions and partisanship ahead of common sense is an outright dangerous path for this country. And pretending, just pretending the Russians aren't a threat won't make that threat go away. So on to some weirder news. A New Hampshire police chief stripped down to his underwear and boots and proceeded to leave the Croydon town offices after he was fired from by the board last Tuesday night. Proceeded to walk home 7 miles. The three-person board of Croydon, New Hampshire, decided not to just fire him, but to totally eliminate the part-time officer who was in fact the sole 20-year member of the police department. Robert Lee said, "What can I do?" After explaining, the board told him to turn over all the police items that he had, including his badges, the keys to the police cruiser, and his uniform, immediately. Turn it over immediately, which is exactly what he did, all the way down to his underwear, and he walked 7 miles home in the winter. Turns out that the town of Croydon, New Hampshire, is going to rely on New Hampshire State Police from now on, according to VNews.com. Well, a gray African parrot named Nigel, that used to have a British accent, was returned to his owner in California after 4 years of worldly living, but managed to have picked up a Spanish accent along the way and a Spanish vocabulary along with it while out and about. Another peculiar thing the owner noted was that Nigel the parrot kept asking for someone named Larry. The parrot was found by Jalissa Sperling in Torrance, California, and she noted that the parrot was speaking Spanish to her, saying, "What happened?" To try and find the owner, Jalissa scoured local missing parrot ads online to no avail, but she did end up contacting the Animal Lovers Pet Store, which also sells parrots, evidently, which was able to locate the owner from their records. So, folks, have a great weekend, and thanks for listening. This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.